into your children's lives, to actually give them wise advice, to explain to them why some things are good and some things are not, why you want them to do it this way and not that way. Do you have time to give them loving discipline when they need correction? Do you have time to share your faith with your children, to read the Bible to them, to pray with them? You see, these are important parts of what it means to be a mother. And there are times, I think, when you have to stop and you have to remind yourself that this is the purpose for which God has given me this role. And if we as parents don't set the agenda for our children's lives, the world certainly will. And they'll do it through television and through the internet and through the friends that the children have at school. I was thinking about Hannah, the mother of Samuel. She only had her little boy there at home with her maybe for 4 or 5 years or so. But she invested herself in a very intentional way in the life of this little boy during those few short years that she had him. I think of Eunice, Timothy's mother, and his grandmother Lois, and how faithfully and patiently they taught him the scriptures, even as a young boy. And those scriptures never left him. They built a foundation into his life that God was able to use in a very powerful way in later years. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, which I know we've referred to often here, it talks about using the ordinary, everyday situations of life in which to share God and to impart to our children a sense of the reality of God, to communicate a Christian worldview, if you like, into our children's lives by using as teaching opportunities all the little circumstances that occur in the course of daily life. When you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up. In other words, use those just random opportunities that God gives you to impart something significant to the lives of children. It requires time to do this sort of thing. We need to have a clear sense of what we're trying to achieve. Motherhood has been described as moulding a piece of clay. You've got that piece of clay there, and it might be just a lump of soft, wet clay. And gradually, as the potter gets to work on that piece of clay, it becomes something beautiful. When you look at those little children, and those children growing up in your home, and hitting the teenage years, and starting to kick against the traces a bit, and, you know, this is your opportunity to mould that piece of clay into something that will be honouring to God. The second thing is to nurture your own faith. I think there's two main reasons, mathematically. Just because they happen to be born into a family where mum and dad are Christians, or maybe mum's a Christian, or dad's a Christian, it doesn't guarantee that those children will become Christians themselves. Mothers and fathers too, they need to be living their faith before their children. Their faith needs to be real. There needs to be this correspondence between what they say on the one hand and how they live their lives on the other. As somebody once said, you know, we ourselves are the gospel that our children actually read. Before they read the gospel in the Bible, they'll read it in the lives of their mums and dads. If there's no reality there, well, then children will be very quick to spot that. The second reason why, mums, you need to nurture your faith is because you need the strength that only Christ can give you to be good parents. Mums, let me ask you a question. Do you need more love? Do you need more patience? More kindness? More gentleness? More self-control? We're talking here about the fruit of the Spirit. We all need more of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, but you mums, you need to be drawing on the work of the Spirit of God within your life to enable you to effectively mother your children and to do so in a godly way. Jane mentioned in her testimony, Philippians 3:15, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And that, of course, is especially applicable to mothers who so often need that strength which only Christ is able to give them. There are few challenges in life that are more demanding than motherhood. You need the resources beyond yourself in order to be able to cope when life is being stretched to the limit. Mums, could I encourage you to try very hard to spend some time each day with the Lord? It might not always happen, but try to create little opportunities, little half opportunities if necessary, to be able to get some time alone with God each day. You need God's word and the Spirit of God working through that word to give you the strength that you need to endure. There's a lovely verse in Proverbs 4:23, and it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Guard your heart. That most personal inner space, if you like, within us that connects with God. We need to guard that. We need to protect that by making time for God. Be quick to confess your sins and to openly and honestly live that repentant life in front of your children. Live a prayerful life, even on the run. Get into the habit of praying and asking for God to guide you and to give you wisdom and help you to be able to control yourself in this situation and to make wise decisions. It may well be that just in the chaos of life, you can stick on some good music which is going to encourage you and put nice thoughts into your mind rather than grumpy ones. Maybe have a decent book on the go. You might only read a page a day, but something that's going to enrich your life and help you to develop the sorts of thoughts which are going to encourage you to be a Christian mum and get regular Christian fellowship. We can go on more there. But nurture your own faith. It's so easy to become spiritually dry if you don't do that. The third thing I've got written here is don't expect perfection. I think there are many mothers these days who live with a permanent sense of guilt and with feelings of inferiority. Other mothers seem to be so much more organised. They seem to be doing so much better in their role as mothers. Their kids always seem to be well behaved, well dressed and well mannered, and your kids, well, I mean, it's natural, isn't it, for us to want to compare ourselves with other people. We all do it. But it doesn't help. Sure, we can use other people as models for our lives, but don't compare yourself. Sure, share advice, share personal experiences, but we need to understand that every child is different. Every family is different. Every marriage is different. Every mother is different. We're all unique. If other people make you feel uncomfortable, you feel as though other people are judging you and scrutinizing you, well, that's just too bad. The only thing that really matters is what God thinks of us. And mums, you need to remember that at times. God knows what you're going through. God knows the specific situations that you are dealing with. He knows how hard you are trying. He sees your heart. So we live to please him. Just keep loving your children. Keep sharing Christ with them. Keep shaping their lives in godly character. If your house isn't perfect, don't worry. If your kids embarrass you at times, welcome. Welcome to the club. If they're not as gifted as everybody else's kids, that doesn't matter. You see, being a mother is not about winning the competition or proving that you're better than anybody else. It's not about that. It's about faithfully doing the job which God has called you to do as a mum to your children. Life is messy. It's not perfect. And so don't expect perfection. Number 4, expect tough times. You know, as I was thinking about this in my preparation there, my mind was flooding with incidents that have happened in our life and periods that we've gone through that have been so, so stressful. I mean, you just don't know how you're going to get through the next 24 hours, let alone the next week. Sometimes things happen over which you have no control and it becomes so, so difficult. You have sick children, you're up most of the night, you've got a full day already planned the next day. Then you've got to somehow fit in doctor's appointments. In the middle of it all, you've got to arrange to pick up kids from school, and one thing happens after another. And then just when you're getting over that, the next kid goes down and it starts all over again. And you have another couple of days of it. And if you've got six kids, sometimes it can go on for... I mean, that's what motherhood is about. And you know what I mean, you mums who are sitting there this morning. There are times where it feels that you virtually have no control over what's happening. You're just being swept along by the current of life. And usually mums are in the middle of that. And they can learn to survive on so little sleep and with so much stress and chaos in their life. It tells us in James chapter 4 that nobody knows what tomorrow may bring. And I think that's almost a motto, isn't it, for motherhood? Because you just don't know what lies ahead. Of course, we all want to be organised and planned. And we all want to have control over our lives. But ultimately, God is the one who determines what happens in our lives. There may be some of you here who've got a disabled child, or a child who's got major problems. You didn't plan that, but God did. God knows what's going on. Unexpected crises happen. Upheavals occur in families. Sometimes they're short term, sometimes they're longer term. We can't stop these things from happening. They are part of life. But with God's help, we can endure them. With God's help, we can survive them. We can push on through them. God's grace is sufficient. And these times, I think, are a very special opportunity for us to prove that in our own lives. One of Billy Graham's daughters, a lady called Ann Lotz, is a very well-known speaker in her own right. And there's a famous message which she shared on one occasion a few years ago, in which the recurring line in this message was, "For this I have Jesus. For this I have Jesus." And you mums, when you're going through those times of incredible stress and difficulty in your life, just remember, for those moments, you have Jesus. Doesn't matter how tough they might be. They're going to come. Nothing surer. But in those moments, just remember especially you have Jesus. Number five, find encouragement from other mothers. Of course, the primary source of our strength is our relationship with the Lord. But there's also very, very great value in cultivating good quality friendships. And especially, I think, with other women who understand what you're going through. It's interesting in the book of Titus, Paul gives specific instruction to the older women about how they are to relate to younger women. Let me read these verses in Titus 2, verse 3 to 5. "Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God." Many in modern Western society would scoff at those verses. But I believe that these are a word from God for women today. How often do we read in the New Testament words like "encourage one another"? build one another up, bear one another's burdens, and so on. You see, we need each other. Life is hard, and motherhood is especially hard. You need the encouragement of other women who understand what you're going through, who can encourage you. Sometimes, you know, you mothers, especially when your children are young, you just feel so housebound. You feel lonely. You feel isolated. You feel trapped. You need the encouragement that other mothers can provide for you. I think this is one of the reasons why mainly music is such a successful ministry in our church. Every Thursday morning, where there are 40 or more women and their little children out there connecting together. One of the reasons why encouraging mothers that we have once a month on a Wednesday morning and in the mothers group that meets on Friday mornings is so important in encouraging those women in their roles. Make sure that you don't turn those into gossip groups, but hopefully they will provide good and godly friendship to encourage. Number six, adjust your role as children get older. I think this is one of the tricky parts of parenthood, particularly if you're a mother. Learning how to just gradually let go of your children. These children that you have loved and clung to and protected and tenderly nurtured over all these years, and that the day comes when they start wanting to spread their wings. The day's inevitably going to come when they're going to have to accept responsibility for their lives and their decisions and their actions. It doesn't happen suddenly, or it shouldn't happen suddenly. Something that happens gradually, but you've got to be prepared to let it happen. At the moment, I'm teaching the last of my six children to drive. Hopefully by this time next year, I'll be finished the school run. I'm almost counting days. You know, there's a few hundred, by the way, to go. But that's the point that I'm at the moment. All right? It'll be another job done. Another box ticked. You see, children grow up. And to survive as a mum, I think you need to learn to handle this part of parenting. To trust your children and their future to God. To accept the fact that those children that God has given you are only yours on loan. You don't own them. God owns them. And the day comes when you have got to, maybe with a certain amount of trepidation and anxiety, allow those children to stand on their own feet before God, hopefully with a faith. Hopefully a strong faith. Number seven, and this is an important one. Mums, even though you're caught up in the busyness of life, keep investing in your marriage. Apart from your relationship with God, your marriage is probably the single most important factor in your survival as a mother. I fully realise that there are some mums who have to function alone, either because they don't have a husband alongside of them or because the husband they have is ineffectual. And my heart goes out to those women. But God is very gracious. Motherhood is very hard work and it requires lots of support. You know, parenting was always intended to be a team effort. And if you're going to function as a team, dad and mum, husband and wife, it takes work. And you both have to be investing in it. A solid marriage is important because it creates security and order in the family. It models love to the children. It reduces the chance of division. It makes for consistency in standards. It shares the load. It makes for happier homes. And it allows mothers to focus on being mothers and not de facto fathers as well. In both Ephesians 5 and Colossians chapter 3, we read, "Husbands, love your wives. Husbands, love your wives." And you fathers who are here today, keep loving the mother of your children and show it. Show it in front of them. Let them see that you love her. And if you've got a mum who loves the children's dad and a dad who loves the children's mum, it'll be a fantastic model for them to follow. Fathers, today, especially today, will you encourage your wife? Work with her. Share the load. Take responsibility for leading the family. Teach your children to love and respect their mother. Put effort into your marriage and show spiritual leadership in it. It's important that you be a team. And then finally, number 8, enjoy being a mother. I was talking to a lady from the church here, a mother of 4 children, the other day, and she was telling me about her 42-year-old sister who has not been able to have children and how sad she and her husband are. It's a great privilege to be a mother. And sometimes I think, you know, as the years roll by, you forget that. Life is so busy and motherhood is so hard that sometimes you forget that it's actually a privilege. It's a blessing from the Lord, it tells us in Psalm, is it 127? It's a blessing from the Lord to actually have children. When you're feeling overwhelmed, though, sometimes it's difficult to actually recognize that. When you see God at work in the lives of your children there, do you just pause and just enjoy the moment? Isn't it great to see what God is doing in that child's life or within the family? Do you take delight in the child reaching certain milestones and you know, achieving certain goals in their life there? Say, praise God. I've had the privilege of having some part to play in this child's life. I was at the convention centre Friday a week ago in the middle of all that rain that we had. And I was watching Becky graduate as a nurse. I was wishing Debbie could have been there to share the moment with me. But there was just something in my heart that welled up with pride. I know she's 23 and she's not my little girl any longer, but I'm still a dad. She's still my daughter, and I could share that moment there with a feeling of pride. And I just want to encourage you mums to enjoy watching your children go. Don't be so caught up in this project management that we sometimes call motherhood that you can't just enjoy it. Try and spend at least as much time praising your children as criticising them. Be a happy mum, not a grumpy one. Laugh and enjoy their company and see them as friends, not just a project. You know, you can't take your home with you. You can't take your boat with you. You can't take your investments with you. But by the grace of God, hopefully you will be able to take your children with you and one day spend eternity with them. That's a joyful prospect, isn't it? Well, how are you doing this morning, mums? As I look around here, I see a few of you who have graduated to grandmotherhood. Well done. That's great. Maybe the hardest yards are done. All right, but there's also an awful lot, as I look around the room here this morning, who are still in the thick of it. And you've got your sleeves rolled up and you're going hard for it. Please be encouraged, all right, especially on a day like today. The role that you have to play is an extremely important one. It's a vital one. And we must never allow society to depreciate it or to minimise it or diminish its value. As I was thinking about it, my mum, who passed away about 20 months ago, I'm just so thankful for the part that she has played in my life. She was a great mum. And I'm also very thankful for my wife, the mother of our children. She was a great mum. And I just hope that you mums, even despite some of the frustrations and the misgivings that you might have about what you're doing at the moment, will be encouraged today. If you're doing well, praise God. Keep it up. If you're having a struggle, just want to encourage you this morning to keep looking to God. Ask Him to give you those resources that you need to be able to keep going. Ask Him to give you the strength to keep on pressing on and persevering. He understands and cares what you're going through. You can cast your burden on Him. And if you're not a Christian this morning and you'd like to know more about the Christian life, what it would mean for you to actually have Christ as your helper and your encourager and your role as a mother, would you maybe come and have a chat to me afterwards, or give me a ring during the week? I would like nothing more than to be able to help you to find Jesus Christ personally. Let's pray. Our loving Father, we praise you today for the mothers here among us and for the vital role that they play in the lives of their children. Give them fresh heart and encouragement today, we pray. Help them to see, Lord, the eternal value of what they are doing. Encourage them if they're struggling. And may they find the greatest help in Jesus Christ, the one who died and rose again to give us new life, life empowered by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, in the midst of all of the challenges of life, including being a mum, Lord, you want to provide those resources which can only come from you and our relationship with you. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless our families today and help us all to live our lives in such a way, Lord, that we will show the greatness and the goodness and the grace of God to the world in which we live. Be with us, we pray, as we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.